it takes two people to argue. That is a true statement. Now, there's something I was thinking about over the weekend as I was moving during a pandemic. Ugh, the hippie and I decided to go house hunting about a week before everything hit the fan. Okay, before shit hit the fan, literally. But anyway, this is what I was thinking about over the weekend was that, you know, you have people that are book smart and you have people that are street smart. Maybe you ended up with somebody that has both. But there's a third element that I feel is extremely important in a mature relationship. Now, I've decided to speak to mostly men about this on my podcast because I can only talk as a woman that understands herself, and I used to be very petty, very judgmental, very opinionated, and I would strike you down as a man that I was right. And I was going to prove I was right, even if I had to turn it around and make it your fault. Because I was very vindictive. And now that I'm getting ready to turn 51, I look back and I'm extremely ashamed and embarrassed of the way I would treat another human being. Because my ego was more important than the relationship, the friendship, whatever it was. That was more important. And when people back down, that's when I would get fed. That's what feeds the ego, is the person that will back down first. So I'm letting you know what is a selfish person's kryptonite, somebody standing up to them. And that's the way it should be. You do not deserve to be treated like crap to feed somebody else's ego. And I do not trust people that can't say they're sorry or admit their part in the argument. Now, this is something I had to learn again over 40 to create a successful relationship. Now, I'm not saying that grown folk don't argue or raise their voices or are wrong. What I'm saying is before you commit to a new relationship, gentlemen over 40, does she still throw tantrums when she doesn't get her way? Does she make it your fault for the choices that she's made? Maybe she didn't tell you the truth. Maybe she hid something from you. And tell me if this sounds familiar. Well, if you wouldn't get mad every time I go buy something new, I wouldn't have to hide it from you. Ah, that's a pretty good one right there, isn't it? Or how about this? Honey, you can always tell me the truth, no matter what. I expect that from you. She asked you a question and you tell her, no, I don't think that's a good idea. Right? And then all of a sudden, the she-devil comes out. Your sweet, innocent, little love pie suddenly goes fucking insane because you told her no, or you thought, you know, I don't think that's a good idea right now financially, or whatever it is. She wants you to tell the truth. What she really wants is for you to agree with everything that she says and everything that she wants. Take for instance, so-and-so are getting divorced. And she wants you to agree with her side of what happened. And you turn around and you go, you know, he probably had a valid point there of why he did what he did. And it's that mentality of, if you're not with me, you're against me. Now, You, as a man, probably working hard to have what you have, and it's getting time to share it with someone. That emotional intelligence is extremely important. You have hit the three cherries in the Las Vegas of relationships. If she's smart, has street smarts, and emotional intelligence. Oh my God, don't let her go. Now, I'm not saying she doesn't have some flaws, because who doesn't? Now, if she's got two out of the three, you probably want the emotional intelligence to be one of them. I can only speak of my own experiences. I can only speak my own truth. I was, again, and I will say this till the day I die, I was a fucking nightmare. And I don't know how anybody put up with that shit. Again, they fed my ego by backing down. Now, I'm not saying you should get a doormat. That's not good either. Anyway, my whole point of this goddamn podcast on, you know, it takes two people to argue, is that when somebody does something wrong, they overreacted, they, you know, went further than they should have, they hit some personal lows, hit you below the belt, it's not okay. Not okay. Stick to the fucking subject. You don't bring up the past, and you don't bring up the future. You talk about right now. If somebody keeps bringing up the past, it ain't over. Get it all out. Hash it out so that you can move forward. If you're still fighting about something from 5 years ago, that's a long-ass time to hold on to something. So, like I said, men who are dating, ready to make a commitment, take your time. Make sure that it's right. Make sure she can handle stress, a job loss, a house, losing a house. Got to be grown. Grown folk got to be with grown folk. And it's okay to admit what you're wrong. It's not okay to assassinate the other person. If you got laid off, that's different from getting fired. All right? Knowing the difference between a situation and a choice that somebody made. Now, just because you have emotional intelligence doesn't mean that you're not going to fucking lose it here and there. If 95% of the time you can handle what life throws at you, and there's a 5%, maybe this person hasn't been through this before. You know, you got to think. You know, this person usually handles shit pretty good. You know, this is awesome. Maybe this is something new to them, and they're a little grouchier. They're a little touchier. They, you know, maybe a little more short with you. You know, have some patience. You know, they don't get to do it for months on end, treat you like crap. But using your head and also drawing a line in the sand is important. You know, can I help you with that? I don't need no fucking help. I got this. That's over the line. Hey, can I help you with that? No, I think I got it. Thanks for trying to help, though. Oh, okay. You know, there's a way to talk to people, and you deserve respect. You deserve some maturity. So, like, when I say it takes two people to argue, and it should take two people to apologize as well, because if somebody starts something, you don't have to fight back. You can say, I think you're having a hard day, and I'm not going to participate in this. You know, isn't it great if the person goes, oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I crossed the line. I apologize. Yeah, I get it. You know, you're going through some stuff right now, so it's okay. It's all right. So think about that today before you get invested in another relationship, because there's nothing, I don't think there's anything worse than being stuck with somebody you don't like. You may love them, but you don't like them, right? extremely important because you're going to go through the highs and lows together through life. Mostly highs, you're going to hit some lows. That's just life. And being human has consequences. So make good choices.